WVOX.
Let's return now to the Westchester Consumer Report with Jim Masano on 1460 WVOX.
Okay, folks, we're back. I'm Jim Masano. This is WVOX 1460 AM, my favorite radio station. And we're getting ready for our most informative segment of the show when the Deputy Director of the Westchester County Consumer Protection Department calls in, John Gassione. John, are you there?
Good morning, Jim. How are you?
How are you doing today in the age of pandemic?
Being careful, but, you know, as you mentioned earlier, we're here in the office and doing what we need to do.
That's right. As I said, I'm very proud of our office. Everybody has such great attitude. Everybody's willing to keep working and doing their best to keep our mission of protecting consumers going forward each and every day.
And everybody appreciates it, Jim. We really do. Thank you.
No, it's great. It's a great team to be with. I'm over 2 years there now, John. How about that?
I know. The time goes fast, right, Jim?
It does go fast. It really does. It's been fun to work with everyone, and our office is doing really well. Even in the pandemic, we're still doing well.
Yeah, I mean, we're trying to keep up best we can. There's just some things we're not going to be able to do right away. But as far as processing our licenses and responding to consumers and working on complaints, we're still doing what we did. We've just had to be creative in how we do it.
You know, it's one thing, John, that I know something you always wanted for the office, and we, you and I were able to do it together, is put together a social media so we can be informing the public of consumer protection issues and the Facebook and the Twitter and Instagram accounts. The one thing I've been able to do over the last few weeks or month is to focus on that and getting that to a better place. So at least where our public information process is actually working better now than ever.
Absolutely. And, you know, Jim, a little earlier in the show, you mentioned about scams and, you know, they don't seem as prevalent as maybe in the past. And they're still out there, as you had said. But social media is helping us keep that number of scams down or helping us protect people and informing people much quicker than we could the traditional way with a press release or a news announcement, which people maybe don't watch the news or listen to the radio as frequently as they look at social media. Social media has been terrific in helping us with that. And people put up items they're suspicious about right away, real time. So it's been great.
Right, no question. And it's not just us, obviously. We're putting things every day on Facebook and Twitter and Instagram. But, for instance, I sent John some information. The Montgomery County in Maryland office doing the same thing we're doing. They're out educating their people. John said they were one of the most better-known offices in the country. But I've watched Consumer Protection in Wisconsin and Oregon and in California. There's lots of people doing this work, getting out the information to consumers about how to protect yourself and be careful of the scams and ways that you could be a smart shopper and a smart consumer. And we're all doing it, and I'm glad our office is part of it. I'm proud to say, John, I think our office, from the position of educating the public on consumer issues, we're as good as anyone in the country now.
Yeah, absolutely. We're out there in front, and if we see an issue, it may not be front page news yet. We try to get the word out as quickly as we can before it becomes front page news. I mean, we were catching up when you and the new administration came in, but I think we're in a good spot now. We should. How many posts do we do a day? I mean, we have two or three different people working on it. You're spearheading it, and you're getting information on all the different platforms, right? You're talking about Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, you know, and it's funny. with everybody's kids living at home, quote-unquote kids who are in their 20s and 30s, who looks at what? Most kids or people in that age group don't look at Facebook, but they'll look at Instagram, or they might look at Twitter, where you and I, Jim, traditionally run to Facebook. So if we get it everywhere, the word will get out.
Absolutely. And there really is, as you know, John, because you've been involved in it for 30 years, there really is a community across the country of experts on consumer protection issues. And it seems like a lot of offices are doing this kind of work now. And I think the word is really getting through to the American public to be careful. And the best protection against the scammers is you taking precautions not to engage with them on email. Don't engage with the scammers on the phone or the when they send a piece of mail to your house. You got to protect yourself. We'll give you the tools on how to do it. But at the end of the day, consumers have to be smart and not take the bait from these scammers that are trying to attack you through email, phone calls, and regular mail.
Yeah, consumers have to be proactive and not reactive. You see something you're suspicious of, don't let your guard down. Don't, I can figure it out after the fact. It's very hard for us to get people money back or gift cards back or goods and services back after, what's the expression, Jim? The horse has left the barn?
Yes.
So if we're proactive and consumers are proactive, and we've always said this, Jim, that we have a very educated consumer in Westchester.
We do.
Smart, on the ball. Unfortunately, at times you let your guard down. But you know what? We need to, help them be that much smarter.
No question. No question. All right, let's change subjects. John, how are the inspectors today? What are they doing in the field today? I know this is the one part of our operation that I know you're worried about each and every day about where your inspectors are going. We want them to do their inspections in Westchester, but we want them to be careful and be protected with the virus out there. So what's going on with our inspectors and weights and measures?
Since the weather is not, since it stopped raining, I hope for a while, they've been doing gas stations and working outside where, we talked about this in the past, Jim, where there's limited interaction with the vendors and with customers. So, again, they're continuing that today. And tomorrow, I think, it's the same thing. Later in the week, we're actually going to be doing fuel oil trucks and checking meters, and that would be for next fall. We get ahead of that. So, again, inspections where there's least people, we've made sure they've got all the proper equipment, masks, gloves. We've been able to get everything we need so far, hand sanitizers. So keeping our fingers crossed so far, so good. And then the office staff is working complaints wherever it need be. And there's still complaints coming in about gift card scams, and I made an online purchase and I didn't get it, or I was overcharged, I was charged the wrong sales tax, those kinds of things. The other thing I wanted to mention real quick, Jim, is that, you mentioned before about scams. We have a generic mailbox, ConPro. Anybody can send anything. We're getting scam emails there offering us masks, sanitizers, all kinds of things. And, you and I see it right away. We know. We recognize it. We delete it. So, again, everybody has to be very careful.
So the one place I have only gone to the grocery store once or twice since the pandemic started. But I did go Friday to ShopRite in New Rochelle. And I was very surprised that when I walked in, there was a giant box. When I mean giant box, 8 feet on each side of hand sanitizer. So that does seem like, whereas a month ago you couldn't get your hand on hand sanitizer, that seems to be changed, and now you can at least get hand sanitizer.
Yeah, I think the hand sanitizer, the paper products have come back. And a few stores that I've been in the last 3 or 4 weeks, I've seen mounds and mounds of paper products. So I think that's caught up. Lately, I've heard there's been a rush on some of the meat and poultry again. I understand Costco is now limiting you to two of the large packages of the beef products. Some of the other stores are doing that too, which I can understand because think about the mentality, Jim. Every time there's an article or a news release about there's going to be a shortage of this or going to be a shortage of that, everybody's running to the store to stock up.
Right. Right.
So, the stores, I give them credit. They got to get ahead of that. They got to limit purchases. I'm sure it's not easy. I'm sure they're catching a lot of grief, but in reality, it's the best for all involved.
No question. So, all right. So, the thing that I've noticed, though, both online where I've checked 5 times a week, John, is you can't get the Lysol, and just not, I'm just not using the company of Lysol, multiple companies, spray that if it has bleach in it or hydrogen peroxide, those sprays to do cleaning, those are, that's still really hard to get.
Yeah, and also the wipes, the Clorox wipes.
Yes.
Again, we're not touting any particular brand, but those disinfectant wipes that you would use for cleaning, not necessarily for your hands or your face. I haven't seen them, Jim, in 2 months.
No, same here. And we started using, so we saw some articles that the hydrogen peroxide-based sprays are just as good as the bleach. And you know, you don't have to use the bleach, which is, you know, you don't want to get it on your hands and things like that.
Right.
So we were using hydrogen peroxide. You can't find that.
No, but you can find bleach. So you can make a concoction with bleach. You just have to be very careful. If you're cleaning, you know, let's say you're cleaning a particular room in your house, your bathroom, something like that, you can make a diluted bleach product and use that, where traditionally you might have used wipes. So
Right.
You know, there are alternatives. There are other ways to do it. I'm guessing that that's the way people did it before there were wipes available in the retail market. So, you know, they mix a little bleach with water or warm water and a rag and put on gloves and wipe things down. So, you know, you have to be careful about how you dispose of it, but there's alternatives.
All right, John, thank you so much for the call. Keep up the great work. I'll talk to you later this afternoon about our consumer protection issues.
All right, Jim, talk to you later.
All right, thanks for the call. All right, folks, we're going on a commercial break, and then we'll be back for the final segment of the show here at WVOX.